Reynolds, and welcome back to this Unfiltered and Real Talk channel. And also, welcome back to another episode of Cavan's podcast show, live and direct from the UK. And I'm your host, writer, creator, and producer of this show, Cavan. Well, oh my goodness, right? Welcome back to another episode of my show. And I'm so happy, thrilled, you know, and excited to be back as always. I know that it's been a while, and I do apologize deeply for that, but hey, I'm back for now, okay? Now, before I get into the nitty-gritty of what I'll be talking about on my show today, I have to ask, how are you guys doing? I know that there's a lot going on at the moment. When I say a lot, there's a lot going on around the world at the moment. But here's the thing, you got to stay strong, you got to stay positive, you got to stay prayerful, okay? Keep your loved ones closer, okay? And, you know, I hope you all, you know, are taking good care of yourselves as well, because that's very, very, very important. Health is wealth, okay? And I hope you all are taking care of your loved ones as well, because that's very, very important as well. Okay, now, getting down to the nitty-gritty of what I'll be talking about on my show today. Well, I'm going to be talking politics, okay? Now, the famous curtains of number 10 Downing Street will be drawing to a close on Boris Johnson as it currently stands, and the famous door of number 10 will be swung wide open to his new successor, which could be either Liz Truss or Rishi Sunak, at the appropriate time as it currently stands. But will Boris Johnson be missed? First and foremost, to be fair, and to start with, Boris Johnson is not the first Prime Minister in the history of the United Kingdom to be scheduled to leave number 10 Downing Street. And to be honest, he won't be the last. Also, Boris Johnson's political premiership, as it currently stands, obviously, without a doubt, survived a short run. You know, less than a full political term in office, with all due respect. And also, you know, from my analysis, you know, the political premiership in question, you know, it's not all doom and gloom, to be fair. Including being a political premiership that's first in the history of the United Kingdom to ever face the unprecedented global pandemic of COVID. I refer you all to the public domain for the evidence in question. No offence, fair comment. Also, it is fair to say, you know, without a doubt, which amounts to, you know, fair comment in law, that Boris Johnson made a number of grave mistakes where applicable. I refer you all, once again, to the public domain for the evidence in question, which amounted to political collateral damage, with all due respect. No offence and fair comment. And also, you know, it is fair to say that he felt contrite about it all in the final analysis. I repeat, in the final analysis. And, you know, he has, you know, apologised publicly for the mistakes in question, and probably learned a thing or two from the mistakes in question, I hope. Despite all that, with all due respect, it is fair to say that there are some positives that one can really take home or salvage, with all due respect, from the political premiership in question, despite the political collateral damage where applicable. I refer you all, once again, to the public domain accordingly for the evidence in question as it currently stands. Now, coming to, you know, the nitty-gritty of whether Boris Johnson will be missed. Well, the answer to that question is that it all boils down to lawful opinion on this issue, which includes, you know, one's professional opinion where applicable about Boris Johnson under the circumstance. Also, you know, one should note that opinions in the eyes of the law vary anyway where applicable on issues, whether it's political in nature, medical or legal or otherwise. And Boris's case appears not to be an exception to that rule, with all due respect. Also, one can safely say at this juncture that despite the facts, and you know, all things being equal, by the way, that the curtains of number 10 Downing Street appear to be drawing to a close on Boris Johnson in some days' time, one can safely say, you know, that Boris Johnson and his family will be walking into, you know, a new chapter outside the four walls of number 10 Downing Street. And only time will tell how the full storyline or full story of this next chapter in his life will unravel in full swing or take off in full momentum. Only time will tell, and I bet people will be watching. On this note, this is all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed it. You know, spread the word, stay safe, stay positive, stay hopeful, prayerful, keep your loved ones closer, and I shall see you on my next one. Bye for now. Love you.